Okay, good evening everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. We've been discussing Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. So last night we discussed the Medrash that Avraham is described uniquely by Yeshayahu HaNavi as somebody who is filled with a sense of love of God. But even though we typically think about love as an amorphous kind of a feeling, the Latin expression amor vincent omnia, love conquers all, the halachic perspective on love is that love expresses itself in precision and exactitude. So the Medrash was saying that Avraham was midaktik b'mitzvos. Not only was he aware, generally speaking, of what the commandments were, but Avraham, because of his love for God, if you really love something, you want to be extremely, extremely careful about it. And the mashal that we were trying to develop last night is let's say in the context of a spousal relationship, if you know that it's very, very important to your wife that the garbage be taken out 3 times a week, and it's very, very important to her that the dishes be done in a particular way. So love can express itself in terms of precision. I did not note this last night, but I'll note it tonight, that the Ramban develops his own view, a remarkable view, that the Avos indeed did keep all of the mitzvos, but only in the context of the land of Israel. That's a remarkable idea. In other words, the Chiddush of Har Sinai was not so much that the mitzvos were given, the concept of the mitzvos were given beforehand, but that mitzvos became applicable everywhere. Prior to Har Sinai, the Torah was only in force in the land of Israel. Okay, the next medrash in the Tanchuma here discusses the concept of Kiddush Hashem. The Ramban poses a very, very important question, which is some of the most critical moments in Avraham Avinu's life, in other words, his rebellion against Nimrod, the fact that he was thrown Ur Kasdim into the fiery furnace. None of this is recorded in the Torah, but what's missing in the Torah is supplanted in the Torah Shebaal Peh by a very rich and extensive rabbinic literature about Avraham Avinu's Kiddush Hashem. So quoting from Psukim here in Shir HaShirim, the Medrash develops the idea that Avraham Avinu wasn't just the father of the faith, but the first example that we know of Jewish martyrdom. The fact that Avraham Avinu was willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace rather than renounce his ideology, his monotheism, stands as the archetype for all of Jewish history of Kiddush Hashem. Amar Avraham ani choma limsor nafshi al kedushas shemo. Here, paraphrasing from Shir HaShirim, im chomahi nivne lehatiras kasef. Avram says, I will be like a wall. I will be willing to sacrifice my life for the sanctification of God's name. V'lo ani bilvad, ella Vishadai Kamigdalos Binevanov, not only Avram himself, but his descendants, his progeny, Hananya ben Tradion, and Hananya Mishal ben Azaria, etc., etc., Sheyitnu Navsham al Kedusha Shemachal. So Avram Avinu, according to this medrash, was the paradigm for the notion of Kiddush Hashem, the notion of sanctification of God's name. Excuse me. Sadly, within our history, this notion has been relevant so many times throughout the generations. What the Medrash is trying to point out is that Avraham Avinu, of course, was the prototype of this concept as well. And then from that experience, Avraham moves on to his career in the land of Canaan. So again, you know, Avraham is the founder of many, many things. Avraham is the founder of prayer. The Gemara in Brachos describes Avraham as the person who was the father of Tefillah Shachris. Vayamod Avraham in Amida Lalashon Tfila, but it's important to remember that all of the Jewish experiences of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, of giving up one's life or being prepared to give up one's life for God, V'ahavta Shem Elokecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu notel as nafshecha, even if God were to take your soul, that itself is traced back to Avraham Avinu, and that's what the Medrash is saying. So, of course, going back to that Mishnah that we keep on citing in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu, that Avram went through 10 tests before he, you know, was recognized for all of human history as the great father of our faith. The first of those 10 tests is what's being referred to in this medrash, the test of Ur Kasdim, the fact that Avram at the very beginning was being asked to give up his own life in service of God. I'll just finish with one thought, is normally when we think about Avram and Mesiris Nefesh, the immediate image that we have is of Akedas Yitzchak, of Avram's son, being prepared to give up his own life. But let's not forget that according to the Midrash, Avram was the first one to that idea. Avram, even before Akedas Yitzchak, before his son came to it, Avram had to go through the experience of being prepared to sacrifice his own life al kiddush Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the Rambam's version of that story, which is remarkable in its own right. Rabbi Hanan ibn Akash,